This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's the good old USA, and this is another hour of What's on Your Mind. Welcome, glad to have you along on the program we call What's on Your Mind for a reason. We know, we love knowing what's on your mind. You can call us at 701-271-1100 to tell us just that. 701-271-1100. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. With Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Henlon. And we talked earlier about artificial intelligence, AI. It is everywhere. Is there more good possible from AI or bad, would you say? Shared a story last hour about a mother who took a phone call from what sounded like her daughter and someone who demanded a ransom for releasing her daughter. We'll harm her unless you pay us. Happen. Absolutely sounded like her daughter. In her daughter's voice, saying, "Mom, I screwed up," screaming, "Mom, help me." Wasn't her daughter. Her daughter's voice was picked up from a TikTok video, and with the use of AI technology, new words, sentences, and a phone call happens. And what sounds like her daughter wasn't her daughter.
I messaged a friend of mine who's kind of into this, and he's out in the cities. He's going to see, he's listening online, and he's going to record your voice.
Oh, boy.
And he's going to come up with a little statement from you.
Is that right?
Scott, that you may or may not have said.
About how much I love about, Joe Biden
or
something?
I said, have some fun with it, because I want to see what, you know. And his response was no problem. I mean, you can people that are into it, you can just manipulate voice. You can create out of a sample. You can create a dialogue, which is, think about the possibilities there when you talk about election interference and swaying public opinion in the world of videos and short form vids. I mean, what's real anymore?
I'm having a hard time finding any good in AI to balance against what the obvious bad is. But anyway.
My friend, I'll read you what he said. Hang on, just a text here quick. He said, AI uses for good prevention, variable thinking scenario-based algorithm development. Bad uses everything else. That's what I said. So There are some, you know, algorithm development and things that it can do very well and we need it to do. But the bad uses, he says, is everything else.
Love your take on this at 271-1100. Text 237-1590. Donald Trump was interviewed by Tucker Carlson yesterday. And last night, I guess, for Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News Channel. We have a clip of that for you as well. And the bottom of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, your questions welcome for him. Breaking news that the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has sued Congressman Jim Jordan over trying to stop the testimony of a former prosecutor before. The weaponization of government committee is something that Congressman Armstrong sits on, so we'll talk with him about that coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that on the program. Let's see what else we have for you today.
Well, here's a text related to AI saying, Scott, the application of AI is very broad. It impacts everything from self-driving cars to ChatGPT, but the thing we need to remember is what, or more accurately perhaps, whom is at the core of the algorithmic programming,
yes.
You're saying. Humans create the algorithms, which are the foundations for how these platforms operate. The questions you raise about AI are good, but they are addressing things at the back end. We need to be asking the questions on the front end about who is doing the programming. What biases and preferences are being baked into the algorithm and why? For instance, autonomous vehicles. They're a good example to illustrate the problem. They use facial and spatial recognition technologies to make stopping and turning choices. What are its priorities? To avoid a crash? The driver? Passengers? Other vehicles? Pedestrians? If the vehicle can't stop in time and has to swerve to the sidewalk, does it prioritize an elderly person in the crosswalk less highly than a younger person on the sidewalk? Or a person of color over a white pedestrian? Would you get in a vehicle that doesn't value you and your passenger's life higher than anything else? We need to know these things before these technologies are implemented. Interesting analysis, for sure. Texas says, just like talking about something you want to buy, and within hours you get ads on Facebook for that very item.
Oh, yeah. Those are algorithms.
A little creepy, a little on the creepy side. We had 82 degrees here in Williston, and today green grass is visible. Wow. I'm jealous. Way to go, oil patch. The Bakken is bursting into spring a little sooner than things are in the Red River Valley on the other end of the state. But I will tell you, we've melted a boatload of snow in just a few days. I mean, 3 days ago there was more snow than grass. Now there's more grass than snow. Where I'm looking, right now over I-29. Yeah. Kevin in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Kevin. Enjoyed that conversation with Hudson. That was nice. Yeah, I just had a question for Kevin. I said, the only thing I can think of is I keep at least one full tank in my pickup unless I need to run to South Dakota and North Dakota. But my thing is, I said, but if everybody leaves, who's going to stay here and stand and fight as best we can? That's all. Just like, and I don't really have a comment on AI because, yeah.
How would you define fight, Kevin?
Stand your ground. Not literally. I hope it never comes to that. But just, you know what? Don't push me out. This is my beautiful state too. I love it as better than they do. And I don't know. I don't know how to fight. I pray a lot.
Well, that's a good way. I also think Representative Hudson gave you a good example of saying. Not exactly sure why we're getting feedback on the conversation, Kevin, but I thought his approach of saying, I think right now a lot of common sense Minnesotans, especially from outstate Minnesota, are looking at what's happening in St. Paul and just throwing their hands up and saying, this is just sad.
Same problem is existing in California when they're looking at Sacramento. It's the same problem in Illinois when they're looking. I mean, we can go to, you know, and it's definitely worth fighting for. I mean, California is worth fighting for. But when you literally have your hands tied behind your back and they're just allowed to pummel you in the corner and then you can't, it's not a fair fight. And that's what's so frustrating.
It is frustrating. But my suggestion is don't be frustrated. Actually, do something about it. Pick two, three bills that are of concern to you.
Yep.
And email, you know, all the opponents of your position, and be reasonable about it, and put the bill number in the email subject line, and
And I promise you they'll file that exactly where they want it when it gets to St. Paul.
Well, according to him, it makes a difference, though. And here's a guy that's fighting. He's saying, look, it absolutely makes a difference, and you don't have to be, you know, one of their constituents. Just be a Minnesotan and tell a story. So, and it sounds like that's happened on the bill that's been shelved right now, which is the paid leave bill, which would decimate small business, absolutely decimate small business, and many small communities, which is why, as he said, the constituencies made a difference. So I think that's one way to fight, Kevin. Yeah. That was my suggestion for you. So think about that a little bit. Another texter says, the North Dakota Senate stepped up and did the right thing and overrode Burgum's veto of House Bill 1273, meaning ranked choice and approval voting at level statewide. Thank you, reps and senators. Did that just happen in the Senate? Because that was the override happened in the House, but I was waiting to see it happen in the Senate. Maybe Adam has some fresh news there. So, I hope so. Texter is sending us a photo of the thermometer in the car, 87 in Sydney, Montana yesterday. Jealous. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache. And one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company. Selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wednesday Wheels, Puckett Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Great deal for you today. 2021 Chevrolet Traverse. Traverse. LT, all-wheel drive. Am I saying that right? Traverse.
Yep. No, Traverse.
Traverse.
Yep.
Yeah. 3.6-liter V6 engine. 24,848 miles is all on this. This gets great gas mileage, 25 miles per gallon on the highway. Silver exterior, ice metallic to it, a dark medium ash gray interior, premium cloth seat trim. It's got the backup camera, the parking sensors, the assist remote start. $37,000 yesterday, Today it's only 36, even if you tell them, I heard about it on the flag. Save $1,000. That's right. Check it out at PucklitzValleyCity.com, PucklitzValleyCity.com. Well, I don't know. Governor Burgum is shaking in his boots now because the ACLU is coming after him, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we get these emails from the ACLU, and I actually responded to this one because I just enough with this.
First of all,
you know how much I have with this is it's the headline is
what they're upset about is the fact that the governor signed a bill that the legislature passed that said if you're a boy, you can't compete in a girl's sport.
It's and their headline is Burgum signs discriminatory anti-trans sports bill.
Okay, let me repeat.
Into law.
Let me repeat. The bill that he signed into law is to say if you're a boy, you can't compete in girl's sports.
Yeah, no Leah Thomas is in North Dakota.
Yeah. So
nobody wins when politics meddle in people's lives like this. Nobody wins when we codify discrimination like this, said Cody, whoever of the ACLU North Dakota advocacy manager. These bills are not about leveling the playing field for student athletes. They're about erasing and excluding trans people from participation in all aspects of public life.
Hmm.
Cody, come on the show, man. Let's have a conversation and a debate on that one. This is not in any way about erasing and excluding trans people from participation in all aspects of public life.
No, it's not.
Is Doug Burgum going to ban RuPaul's TV show on all televisions in North Dakota? Is he going to ban all? This is the nonsense around this. And I actually emailed back to Jana Farley with the ACLU. I'm wondering if she'll come on and explain to me how this is discriminatory against trans people and not discriminating against biological female athletes.
Can't wait.
How? I'm still crickets. No response, man. You are so far under my skin with this nonsense. It's ridiculous. But participation in all aspects of public life. You want to genocide for trans people? Trunk you? Are you? In what world does anyone care that RuPaul has a TV show? Really, a hit TV show, I might add. Good for her.
You and RuPaul, you're possessed.
I'm just saying.
Obsessed with RuPaul.
I'm not, but that's my example. Nobody cares, dude. I don't care. Live however you want, but get out of the pool.
Again, the legislature passed, the governor signed something pretty basic to say, if you're a boy, you can't compete in girl sports. That's as simple as that. This is not complicated.
That's like you want all trans people to die.
This is common sense, but it will be used for all kinds of crazy purposes. We promised we'd play a clip of Donald Trump being interviewed by Tucker Carlson.
Oh, this is good.
What you got?
This is talking about Biden.
Do you think Biden will stay in the race? Look, I watch him just like you do, and I think it's almost inappropriate for me to say it, but I deal with other people. I don't see how it's possible. And it's not an age thing. You know, like I say, I have friends that are 88, 89, 92. Bernie Marcus, Home Depot, is 95. Smart as hell. He's sharp as he was. I mean, he's, you know, mentally, Bernie Marcus, Home Depot, founder of Home Depot, one of the founders. I mean, I had a meeting with him a few months ago. He was 100%. I know people that built their fortunes from 80 to 90. They were always struggling, and they made a fortune from 80 to 90. A couple of people in particular. It's amazing. He's not too old. You know, his age, I think they do the age thing because I'm 4 or 5 years behind. They say, this is a way of getting Trump. Let's go him up. But there's something wrong. I saw his answer today on television about whether or not he was going to run to a very nice guy named Al Roker. I mean, you can't get a softer question than that. That was a long answer. Talking about the eggs and the this and that. Look, I don't think he can. But say what you want. They didn't expect him to get it.
Yeah.
You know, people could say he won an election. You know, it always goes, I got the most votes of any person, any sitting president in history. I was told if I got 15 million less, I couldn't lose. They're surrounded by vicious, smart people, radical left people. But they're very smart and they're very vicious. It's not him.
He's now in Ireland. He's not going to have a news conference. When the world is exploding, I own property in Ireland. I'm not going to Ireland. The world is exploding around us. You could end up in a third world war, and this guy's going to be in Ireland and not having a news conference. He hasn't had a news conference, I guess, in months. I saw today where he hasn't. It's been...
Well, he can't.
He can't.
He can't.
Tucker wins it.
Well, he's right. He can't.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
Very but interesting.
I see. Trump sees what everybody else sees. It's glaringly evident.
Texter says, back to the artificial intelligence conversation, why do we need artificial intelligence? It is what it is, artificial and not real natural intelligence. This is nothing but Satan's counterfeit to God's created natural intelligence.
Amen.
God is true intelligence. AI is fake intelligence designed by the adversaries to control and destroy our lives. Very interesting point. Very interesting.
Gotta give them computer geeks something to do, though.
Yeah. Scott, yep, the override happened. You even had it on AM 1100, the website. Yeah, well, I was waiting for the House. I knew that the Senate had done it, but beautiful. Glad to hear it happen. And I know some don't want it to happen in Fargo because it's, you know, now it'll be a lawsuit or whatever, but approval and rank voting is un-American. So that's where you fight the battle. You fight the battle. So glad to hear it happen. Texter says, I think Special Olympics should be renamed the Elite Olympics. The trans people can then claim the title of Special Olympics. Interesting. Texter says, Scott, Representative Hudson's comment that they're coming for your guns is total crap, and you know it. Just another scare tactic bought and paid for by the NRA and the gun and ammunition manufacturers. Republicans and their propagandists are tone deaf to the gun epidemic. Look at Nashville. Money talks.
Come on.
Look at Nashville. I mean,
gun epidemic.
Let's get Don in here. Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, one aspect of this shooting of the Catholic school, on the 4473 form, there's three choices now, male, female, and non-binary. Now, if they're using non-binary to discriminate against people with mental problems, that'd be a great deal. But they say that that lady bought guns legally recently, and I'm curious, if she put down non-binary, an obvious mental problem, who approved that gun purchase?
Well, they're never going to say non-binary is a mental problem, though.
Oh, no.
It's a problem with your theory.
Identity.
Yeah. Don, but I appreciate the call. Thank you. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, when we come back, takes your calls.
Bring them
today.
On.
Switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
USA News Update. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the strongest ever vehicle emission standards projected to avoid nearly 10 billion tons of CO2 emissions. The new pollution rules would work by forcing automakers to ensure that each year, between 2027 and 2032, the total emissions of their vehicles puts out less emissions every year. General Motors, Ford, and Volvo have pledged to sell only zero-emission cars by 2035. That's quite a commitment, considering roughly 6% of the new cars sold last year in the United States were EVs. In his first interview since being arraigned, former President Trump sat down with Fox News last night from his home in Florida.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You know, at Gateway Building Systems, they understand the success of your farm is very dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. It means they can provide you with the Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and the whole works. They've helped a lot of producers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you, from planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites. You can rest knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Farmers, take advantage of discounts on the Brock Solid Bins right now. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. Another chat with our friend Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here upon us today. And if you have a question or comment, call 701-271-1100. Text 701-237-1590. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. Easter holiday is over. Sitting in my office in Bismarck, met with some North Dakota constituents, and going to take my son to an orthodontist appointment this afternoon.
Got to be a dad, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's still the best job I ever had.
That's awesome. How do you like this job so far?
I'm glad I'm there. It's been a wild ride since 2018, but it just really is. I mean, I think the word unprecedented doesn't really mean what people think it means anymore. It seems like we continue to figure out new ways to make people have less faith in the federal government.
But it's important work, and you're glad you're doing it.
Yeah, and man, we're in the fight, and we're going to stay in the fight. I mean, between energy and commerce, which is obviously HR1 was an energy package. I'm on oversight, which I think people care very deeply about, particularly with this administration and weaponization of the subcommittee on judiciary. So between oil, ag, and my background as a lawyer, I think we have some unique skills for this point in time. And as always, I have to say, I couldn't do any of this without having a really good staff. And a lot of them have been with me since 2018, and they make me seem a lot smarter than I am most days.
Speaking of HR1, now it's the Senate's job, right?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Senator Kramer when I was in the airport yesterday, and we were just talking about different ways in which parts of this or any of this have some potentials to move forward. You know, the Senate map's pretty tough for Democrats, and particularly rural Democrats, and they have different constituencies than some of my Democratic friends in the House, and everybody's having trouble getting infrastructure in the ground, whether it's a pipeline, whether it's transmission, whether it's a highway, all of those different issues. And we've got some really good things in this bill that I think could get bipartisan support in the Senate. So we're going to keep pushing it.
And every once in a while he signs one of them. He's done a few already. The pandemic is over. He finally went along with that, I guess, rather quietly, but yeah. We're glad he signed it, right?
Yeah, and then the game that I think frustrates a lot of people, but it is the way it works. I mean, there are must-pass bills that have to get through. I mean, we have to keep basic functions of government going, such as that is.
So figuring out the best parts of this that we can actually have a shot at making law, and then figuring out the best vehicles to attach them to is something. I mean, you can't just do it on Thursday if the bill's going to be on the floor on Friday. You've got to be coordinating, which is I'm just so lucky to have such a good relationship with Senator Cramer and Senator Hogan, so we can actually coordinate some of these things.
Breaking news today has the Manhattan District Attorney Bragg pushing back against subpoenas to appear before the Judiciary Committee, and now trying to stop others from appearing before the Judiciary Committee. What do you make of what's going on here?
Yeah, I just printed it off. It's a 50-page document. I haven't gone through it all yet, but, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting, and we'll go through it, but I'd be figuring out. I mean, he's suing the U.S. House of Representatives in federal court, and I guess, I mean, we'll see if he can do that or not, but I think it would just be easier to, not run political prosecutions, but that's just my take.
What is the latest with the weaponization of the of government? You're on that committee. Where are the next lines of the sand you're going to draw there?
So the last hearing, we did the hearing with Matt Taibbi and on the Twitter files, which we'd already done one on oversight. Our last hearing, we brought in the Attorney General from Louisiana, who's now running for governor, and then Senator Schmitz, who was the former Attorney General of Missouri and the current guy who's running the lawsuit on tech. And actually, it's a suit against the government for coordinating with big tech. And so there's a case pending. They're both pending. One is a Louisiana case. One is a Missouri case. And to be quite honest, as is most case, I mean, we remember way back when Wayne Stengem got the injunction on waters of the U.S. These state attorney generals have two pretty good cases, both against tech and against government and the coordination between those two. So we're going to continue doing that. I will say for what I've seen, I mean, just because of the Trump indictment and the Bragg issue and all of that, we then the Easter break. That's what the Judiciary Committee, not the Weaponization Committee, is doing a field hearing in New York this week. And so when we get back from that, we'll start talking again about what our next steps is. You know, everybody gets frustrated because it doesn't move fast. But the problem is, you know, which I always try to tell people, there's a lot of stuff that's going on above. And that's what the hearings are. But a lot of the work is the depositions and all of those things that go on. It's like a duck swimming, feet are moving under the water. And I always say, I think I've said it on your show as well. One of the problems with doing oversight on these guys is whether you believe them, whether you think they've done a good job, or like me, think they've done a horribly politicized job. They're also really good lawyers, so you got to make the case. And then on oversight, we continue to work through the SARs, the financial transactions, and all of those different issues. I mean, because it's a straight line. I mean, we could go into that. $3 million comes from the Chinese Communist Party, goes to a Biden associate. 2 days or 1 day later, a third of that money goes out. Over the course of the next 3 months, that exact dollar amount goes to various different Biden associates across the spectrum. And so Jamie Comer and the Oversight Committee are working on that as well. And I'm really heavily engaged in that.
Obviously, you got a lot of balls in the air on all of these that you mentioned. What do you think has the best chance of changing the game here a little bit and getting some traction with media and the public?
Well, I think those two questions are mutually exclusive. It's fascinating to me that the SARs issue hasn't been covered more, because it's not complicated. I mean, it is a straight line. It's $3 million, $1,065,000, and then $1,065,000 that goes out. It goes out at a time when President Biden had just been done becoming vice president, had never thought he was going to be in politics again. Banks self-report this. I mean, it's like inviting an audit into your bank, into your own bank. So they only do it when they have real concern. And I mean, we're going to, I want to know why a fourth grade teacher got $25,000 from the Chinese Communist Party. I think everybody should want to know that. All the rest of it, I mean, we do this a little differently. We investigate the conduct and then see where it takes us. You know, for 4 years in the minority, the Democrats didn't investigate conduct. They just investigated Trump. That's all they did. They just invested whatever it was, whatever it was, whatever it was. So I think a lot of that is different. We're going to continue to push. I really hope we get somewhere on data privacy, data collection, and other coordination between big tech and big government, because I honestly believe, you know, the Fourth Amendment has survived all technological things. The right to privacy, telephoto lenses, satellites, the listening devices, all the things you see in those good spy movies and cop movies. The Fourth Amendment has survived all of those and has turned out to be incredibly resilient. I don't know if the First Amendment survives what we have going right now without some legislation. And it's really, really scary to me, whether you're trying to see if people were going to church during quarantine, whether you're trying to get undercover agents into Catholic churches, whether you have the FBI doing everything they can to pressure big social media companies to censor things that are clearly allowed under the First Amendment. I think we really have to be serious about this. And then the second part of that is just recognizing how much data companies and governments, whether it's the Chinese government or our own government, are collecting on U.S. citizens on a daily basis.
Question for you from our audience. We've been talking a lot this morning about AI. I shared a story of a mom in Arizona whose daughter supposedly called her and said, I'm in trouble, and somebody gets on the phone and say, hey, you know, give me some money, and they pulled a clip of her voice off of a social media video and changed it to, you know, participate in this scam, and literally her daughter's in a room upstairs and she thinks her daughter's kidnapped. And just some of the other stories you hear about artificial intelligence, you talk about big tech and some of the things being reined in there. Is there a role for Congress in putting a check on the dangers of AI?
Yeah, I think there's rules of the roads that absolutely have to be in place. One of the things about the data collection that I always try and bring up in every hearing and every conversation I can, it's not just that they're collecting the data, but through use of AI and just different technologies, it's how fast they can analyze the data. I will caution everybody in the same way I will talk about robocalls here in a second. One's really high-tech, one's really low-tech. But, you know, North Dakota has some of the best robocall laws in the country. I think we have the most robust and best robocall laws in the whole country. The problem is those laws only work for people who are following them. Companies that want to comply with North Dakota's law do. If the attorney general's office reaches out to them and tells them they're not doing it correctly, they usually comply. The problem is it's the bad actors, and most of them are overseas. You know, the Trinidad or, you know, servers based somewhere outside of our reach. And that's my real concern with AI. We can regulate it. We can do it really well in the U.S. But bad actors who are interested in scamming or doing those things are going to do it offshore. And we have to do two things. One, we have to have good rules of the road for it. Better figure out a pretty robust defense against it.
Yeah, good point. Another listener asked us to ask you about the Biden administration rule to ensure 2/3 of new cars and 1/4 of new heavy trucks sold in the U.S. by 2032 are all electric. What would that mean for the Bakken, they ask?
One, I don't think they could do it. It's fascinating. At the same time that they continue to push this agenda, there's two things about this agenda that are really problematic. One, we need gas and diesel-powered trucks in North Dakota. We don't drive them as a status symbol. We drive them because we're hauling 6 horses or heavy equipment, or there's still snow on the ground to the second week in April and all of that. But two, the reliance on China when you ban mining in the Duluth area, trying to ban mining in South Dakota. We don't produce any of these things here, and the reality is the vast majority of them are produced by either China or Russia, our strategic adversaries in the world stage. So I anticipate we're going to work out some calls with GM, Ford, Toyota, all of those guys, and figure out what this really looks like. But one, I don't think they can do it. I mean, you can't write a rule to make the economy and technology and the rare earths and the resources move faster than they can. And secondly, good luck figuring out where to charge them anywhere.
Is there anything
back on it? We've been pushing back on this for 4 years. I mean, on energy and commerce and everywhere. I mean, this is where we have our fight. I mean, it just shows you the difference between Republicans and, you know, energy independence, energy dominance, and Democrats just pushing policies that are going to force us to rely way more on China. But, you know, it's also a little scary. Jamie Dimon came out the other day and said we have to do more eminent domain for solar panels and wind turbines. And I mean, this fealty to technology that just simply isn't advanced enough yet, or infrastructure that doesn't exist, is fascinating to me because it will not work.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us for another segment. We'll come back after the break and continue our chat on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lunch today could be Swedish meatballs.
All right.
Right?
Let's go.
Who wants some crappy drive-thru whatever? Don't need it. You got Swedish meatballs and grab-and-go convenience if you head for a PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I mean, they have the burgers with the fresh homemade buns and the chicken. And oh, they got so many good things. And they have grab-and-go convenience with home cooking. Swedish meatballs in Valley City today, or lasagna. Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the far west Main Avenue location, or Chicken Tenders. Chicken Pot Pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon or Salisbury Steak on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Last chance to get a question or comment in here. Got a few texts we want to get to. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call 271-1100. Question related to the electric cars. Kelly, if gas tax revenue drops due to the electric cars, how do our roads get repaired?
Well, our gas tax revenue, I mean, all of a sudden it's one of those things, you know, the highway fund has been bad to begin with. But the answer is there's going to end up either having to be a use tax or a fee on those. And I don't care. Anybody who wants to buy one should buy one. I don't care if you live in Dickinson or Detroit. That should absolutely be something. Consumers will demand this, but I just don't think it happens. And I understand the concern somebody asked earlier about the Bakken. Two things can be true at once. The world's going to drive more electric cars in 10 years, and the world's going to need more oil and natural gas in 10 years. The Bakken's going to be fine. But the sustainability of the highway fund, I mean, we seem to spend a lot of money on absolutely everything and ridiculous things, but we don't seem to figure out the best and better way to have sustainable ways to fix our infrastructure, which is also, by the way, a problem for the electric cars, because they have no way that they can do this. I mean, before you ever talk about whether they can produce the cars, they can't build the transmission infrastructure in order to handle that kind of capacity on the grid by 2032. We just can't.
Yeah, and then, you know, actual physical charging stations, then not to mention what that does in the way of additional pressure on the grid, right?
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not all charging them at home at night, I mean, you know, if you're driving in Minneapolis or D.C., well, I use the East Coast in D.C., and you drive 150 miles a month, great, it might be perfect for you. We do that for groceries in North Dakota. It doesn't work.
Yeah. That's not going to stop them from pushing this. What if, okay, it's not two-thirds, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, those types of rules and that kind of overreach, we've had pretty good success in the court system, both on challenging them and, two, on getting injunctions. So we'll see what it looks like, and I can anticipate several different attorney generals, different places all over the country that are going to push back on this real, real hard.
Do you see North Dakota increasing oil production soon?
The answer is obviously Brent Stanford just got a new job for immigration workforce. We have a workforce issue. But I think we're just a mature play. I mean, I think we can increase some production, but I think we're going to watch this. I mean, we have this tremendous resource. We'll have another technological advancement sometime in the next quarter century that will help us get even more of that oil out of that tight shale rock. But I think, I mean, we're going to continue moving around at that million barrels a day. And, you know, these wells have shown tremendous resilience at the decline level. And I think we're actually in a real good spot for steady growth and constant economic activity in Western North Dakota. What it looks like, I mean, that'll depend wholeheartedly on, you know, which companies are there and what their workforce challenges and their CapEx looks like, not just in the Bakken, but in the Three Forks and or in the Permian and Eagleford and all of those different places. There's still not all that many companies that drill into shale rock, Scott.
Another question from a listener, Congressman Armstrong. The leaked documents, those are mostly Joint Chiefs of Staff daily briefing papers that advise the President of the United States, Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security Council, and the National Security Council on military matters. Is Hunter Biden a suspect? These documents seem to come from the briefcase of the President of the United States. What say you, Congressman Armstrong?
This is one of those that and Scott, you know this, and the texter or reader may have some frustration with me. I used to do this for a professional living. I don't weigh in until we do it. It obviously has had broad bipartisan condemnation. It's one of those rare times where you have Democrats, Republicans, House, Senate, Pentagon, everybody that is taking this real seriously, because it's at least the worst leak since the Snowden affair, and we have to figure it out, because it's not just going to cause problems here, but it's going to cause problems with the U.S. overseas, and that's not, particularly under this administration, that's not a really good time. But I don't know who the suspect is yet, and I won't be part of the investigation, won't be part of the oversight, but we need to find out who it was and make sure it never happens again.
A last one here from a listener, Congressman. Is the Republican majority doing anything to investigate the actual secession movement that occurred in Seattle in the form of the Chaz District? It seems odd that tourists led by the Capitol Police are detained indefinitely, but actual criminals that seceded from the United States for months walk free.
Yeah, we actually are not. Not that I'm aware of, particularly because that was a Seattle-Washington issue, not a federal issue. The big issue I have is that, I mean, the real difference, and we've had this conversation, is whether you're charged in state court versus federal court. The real correlation about selective prosecution, quite frankly, is the people who were terrorizing the Portland federal courthouse for 6 weeks straight and weren't prosecuted at the same time as we were doing that. But, you know, that the crazy stuff that happened in Washington and in Seattle, I mean, they've had their own political reckonings, their chief of police quitting, different elections, and all of those different issues. But, it's a state issue and a city issue in Seattle, and I actually don't think the federal government should spend much time on it.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground on a lot of different topics today. Thanks, listeners, for the questions. Congressman Armstrong, thanks for the time. Enjoy your Easter break, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we're done with the break. Now, other than the orthodontic appointment, we can go back to work every waking minute we can.
All right. Good. Sounds good. Take care.
And thanks for the short, direct answers.
God bless, folks. See you tomorrow. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer Any Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.